The Rosendale dairy operation would eventually house more than 8,000 cattle, making it one of the largest dairy farms in the state, if not the biggest. That many cows would generate millions of tons of manure and a sizable amount of ammonia gas. The farm would also draw a lot of groundwater and boost truck traffic. A local citizens group and lawyers at Midwest Environmental Advocates say the DNR should go beyond the environmental assessment it's done for the project and instead do a more in-depth environmental impact statement. Attorney Jamie Saul says he doubts the state's assessment that there'd be a reduction in the risk of pollution of local fields and waterways.
We just think that's simply not true. We'd like them to revisit that issue and do a more thorough assessment of what the impacts of 75 million gallons of manure spread on Fond du Lac County's croplands will be.
Saul also says the DNR needs to go beyond its current analysis of air emissions of ammonia and hydrogen sulfide. DNR Water Division Administrator Todd Ames says the department thinks its environmental assessment process is pretty comprehensive.
We've already got a pretty good document out there that assesses what the potential environmental impacts would be. But as part of that process, we review all those comments and we'll determine if we think anything more needs to be done before we move to the permit phase.
The permit is a pollution discharge permit that Rosendale Dairy would need to begin operation. The DNR says there would be a public hearing on any proposed permit. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.